we begin with a controversy swirling around a donation to Governor Doug Ducey's campaign. The largest donation to his reelection campaign, $500,000, came from a company called Blue Magnolia, which had been incorporated just a couple of weeks before making that donation.
This has the nonprofit Campaign Legal Center crying foul. It filed a complaint alleging the company is merely a front for a single donor. Howie Fisher with Capital Media Service has spoken with the governor about these allegations. He joins us now. Hey, Howie.
Good morning.
So what exactly did the governor have to say about this this campaign contribution?
Well, truthfully, not much. I mean, essentially his response was, well, somebody else is looking at it. It doesn't have anything to do with us. Technically speaking, the complaint for the moment doesn't. The complaint by the CLC is against Blue Magnolia, this LLC that was formed that apparently has no assets. And Larry Van Tile, who had owned over two dozen auto dealerships in Arizona, now runs a Berkshire automotive group, and they now have the dealerships. The complaint is that somehow Blue Magnolia is simply a front for Larry. The question becomes the old, what did the governor know and when did he know it? Because the fact is that if he knew that the money from Blue Magnolia was not from Blue Magnolia, then he is as guilty as Blue Magnolia is in terms of accepting an illegal campaign contribution.
So, Howie, Van Tile has been a donor before in Arizona campaigns, right, including during this election cycle. Is there any sense as to his motivation for, if this is true, wanting to, I guess, hide the identity of this large donation?
Well, that's hard to say. As you point out, you know, his name does show up going back years, even to the state Republican Party as far back as 2010. The question becomes, would it raise any questions in someone's mind if the largest group of auto dealers was the largest donor to the governor's campaign? And that might cause people to wonder, well, what do they expect? Look, we know this theoretically isn't transactional. In other words, people don't necessarily give to get something in return. By the same token, you know, 49 years in journalism has taught me people don't just give out of the goodness of their heart, even if they're just trying to buy access. So if, in fact, Blue Magnolia was hiding someone else, the question becomes, why were they hiding it?
Howie, what kind of evidence is needed here, both in terms of proving that Van Tile created Blue Magnolia for the purpose of hiding his identity? And then if it goes that far, how would one prove that the governor or someone on his campaign knew what was going on and still took the money knowingly?
Well, the first half is a little easier. It turns out that Blue Magnolia also had given to the Martha McSally campaign. CLC filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission, which deals with federal measures. And eventually, the Blue Magnolia group was relisted as coming from Larry Van Tile on Defend Arizona, which was funding the campaign to help Martha McSally and defeat Kyrsten Sinema. So we know there is a link there. That's already been proven. The question of, again, what did the governor know? When did he know it? Arizona law requires that you knowingly accept money from someone that you know it wasn't the original source. How do you prove that? That may be difficult. But as the folks from the CLC point out, if the single largest donor to your campaign is an LLC that was formed just 2 weeks ago, you might want to ask some questions, because who do you know where it came from? Maybe it was MS-13 or a group of Curtis Separis or something like that. So from a logical standpoint, one would assume that somebody on the campaign, whether it was the governor or whether it was an underling, had to have at least raised the question of who's giving the money, you know, follow the money, the old Watergate thing.
Howie, what's next then? I mean, could this be a long, drawn-out thing since they have quite a hurdle in what they need to prove here?
Well, the first hurdle is to the Secretary of State's office. They're handling the complaint. They do a preliminary look, and if, in fact, they conclude there's enough evidence to suggest a problem, they then refer it to the Attorney General's office. That'll take probably about a month. Once the AG's office gets it, they have a lot of resources that they can use, including powers of subpoena and everything else, and they can go after documents that you and I as journalists cannot. And that might go ahead and give them access to certain documents in Delaware where Blue Magnolia is incorporated, might give them access to taking depositions from people. You know, did in fact you question where Blue Magnolia's money came from, or did you just assume it had fallen out of the sky?
All right, that is Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks for coming on as always.
Well, we've got to have to see, as I said, what did Doug Ducey know? When did he know it?